Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Delaney Coo Wheeler, and welcome. Got a solemn show tonight. Back up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Buddy of mine lost his life, and back here laying in the rest. So, kind of solemn show for me. But let's get right to it. Can't be all doom and gloom, you know what I mean? Why? Because I'm going to tell you why. We have this thing called the
boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That is right. The boondoggle, a little over a week away. If you're not excited, then there's something very wrong with you. Or you're not coming, then you're crying. This is going to be an absolutely awesome, awesome boondoggle. Just the amount of stuff that everyone can get done. We've already got the extended 10-day forecast all the way up to Friday, and it is looking like it'll be about 71 degrees. For Friday, a little chance of rain, but yeah. Hopefully that'll stay out of the rain, will stay away. It'll warm up a little bit, and I'll have a great boondoggle. The trout bite is starting to get ready to go. I'm thinking this is going to be a awesome time for everyone to catch some fish and have a great time. I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room. D.D. Olson, LGB, the guest. Remember, guests, you can call in or join in the chat anytime. To call in, the number is 714-816-4727. And you can log in using Facebook, Twitter, your mother-in-law if you need to. Doesn't really matter. But it should be a ton of fun. As every show is. All right, Chris Mosier, VB Javacek, co-host of the Tuesday night Double L show, asks, I guess myself, are you going to offer to take people freshwater fishing? That is your turf. Yes, I will be. If anyone is interested in doing some freshwater fishing, we have several really nice lakes within decent driving distance of the campground. That, you know, there's a possibility of getting your 10-pound bass if you, you're so inclined. It's actually one of the better times of the year, one of my favorites, crankbaits. Well, let's talk about freshwater fishing for the fall. I haven't done that yet this year. Well, in a while, actually. And if you wanted to do it for the boondoggle, some baits that I truly recommend. If you want to do the freshwater thing, Senkos. Know them, you love them. Everyone talks about them. There's a reason they work. Dark purple, motor oil, green pumpkin, red flake, stuff like that are the norm. They work very well. Depending on fishing with the Jackson team. That is right. There will be several Jackson pro staffers at the boondoggle. So if you ever had any questions about Jackson kayaks and you are around the boondoggle at any time, feel free to let us know. We'll be more than willing to educate you in the ways of the Jackson line. I'm excited just to meet, you know, have a bunch of the Jackson folks around, along with everyone else will be paddling Jacksons. I think it'll be a great time for everyone involved. But for the freshwater thing, Senkos are great. It'll worked like a twitch bait is one of my favorite ways of doing it. Or if you look into a finesse fish, which is not my thing, but if you do like to finesse fish, then you know, wacky rigged is always the way to go. Let's see here. If you are looking to do like me, be like me, lipless cranks, quarter to half ounce lipless cranks, and then to know exactly which ones I'm using, are the KVD red eye shads in ghost shad, I think it is. It's the all white one. Reason for that is I carry a yellow and blue or green Sharpie. I scuff up the outside, find the shad. If the shad have a bright yellow stripe down them and they've got a green back, guess what? They get a red stripe or a yellow stripe. Now I'm thinking about red stripe beer. Too many Christmas trees. They get that stripe on them. They get the back colored in. I might change the spot on them and go with it. Usually how I do that. And they work very well. Bouncing them off of roots and stuff like that. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of other baits. I use topwater buzz baits, spinner baits, all work great this time of year. Reason for that is these bass are feeding up, getting ready to hit the winter doldrums is the best way to put it. So they got to feed up. BB Java Chick says she's on the native team. Congratulations. Sorry about that. But they're trying to feed up, just like everything else. Just like the you know, the saltwater fish are feeding up to move south. But the bass can't move south, so they've got to do something. But sorry, folks, I'm trying to read the chat room at the same time. But because they can't move south, they have to feed up as much as possible before it gets really cold. And that's what they're doing. Let's see here. Let's break down one of the lakes that I really enjoy fishing a lot. And that is Little Creek Reservoir. It is across from Lake Smith. If you're looking at your Wayme Dine Cool Guy Google Maps or Bing Maps or going old school with a topographic map, you're going to see Lake Smith. It is on the south side of what is called Northampton Boulevard or Route 13. On the north side is Little Creek Reservoir. It's really not pressured all that much except for a small spot in the once everything is said and done, just gotta keep reading the thing. Chat room screw me up. Not even looking, I'm not looking. But on the other side, it does get a whole lot of pressure throughout the year. It gets a couple of bass boats here and there, but not a whole lot. It's really a kayaking mecca. Some really nice flats that hold a lot of bass. Also, bowfin and walleye. There's a couple of deep holes that hold the walleye in there really nice. But should be a ton of fun. But let's get back to what everyone else is going to be doing, and that's fishing the saltwater. Of course, I am not in Virginia Beach right now. but from what I've heard from a bunch of people is that the redfish are getting bigger. So we're talking just at the slot, just at the bottom of the slot. 16, 18-inch reds are around. Plus, you know them, you love them, the stripers. The stripers have moved in, and wow, have they ever. I had the opportunity last weekend to fish over the tubes in on a charter. We threw some live croaker over top of them looking for red drum, at Covia and anything else, and we started pulling really nice stripers in the 30 to 35-inch range. And, of course, you cannot keep them yet. Thank you, Mr. Lozier. Season does not open till the 5th. Yes. Right at the beginning of the boondoggle. So who would have thunk it? It's like it was meant to be. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy catching them this early in the year. There's been a lot of Stripers up and down the coast. They're in Montauk thick up on Long Island. Got calls from buddies of mine asking me, when are you coming up here? the surf is just on fire. So that's always a good thing to see if Montauk's hot. Montauk wasn't all that hot last year. Not until late, like November, December time frame. But it started early this year. We're talking 2 weeks ago. It started. It was just on fire, and it's just been on fire ever since. You go all the way down to Jersey, North Jersey. Guys are getting out in the boats, running a mile and a half offshore. Trolling big bunker spoons, have been tearing them up. We've already heard of a couple big 50-pounders already caught. So that's always a good sign. Traveling all the way down. The guys at Ocean City running inshore charters trying to catch the last of the Spanish. Have been hitting some schoolies here and there. And even in the Upper Bay, they've been doing really well on some stripers. So, it's just things are really turning around. And as Ms. Lozier mentions, the TKA tourney, which I will not be able to make because I am not in the area, unfortunately. And good luck to everyone in the TKA tourney. I think it's going to be one of the best ever. Great weather, I believe. So you know people are going to catch fish. Scattered thunderstorms for Saturday. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. But I think things should be rock'em sock'em robots for the TKA tourney, and hopefully things work out. I need to, when I get back into town on Saturday, hit the HRBT, get an idea of what it's doing at night, so this way we can get an idea what the night bite should be like. For those that do not know, nighttime is the right time for stripers, in my opinion. You know, I do enjoy them catching during the day. I live for the night bite, running across the bar, a rip, whatever. I've got a couple spots that always produce some large stripers, so hopefully one night during the boondoggle we can get people on some really nice fish. And good luck to Chris and Mark's daughter, Amara. She has entered for the first time in the TKA tourney. Hopefully she does well. If she's just like her mom and dad, or stepdad or step, I don't know what that is. But anyway, have her mom and dad. She'll do well. And like I said, best of luck to her. Let's see here. Trout. The trout bite. Expect it to be on fire. We're having some much cooler temperatures quicker than I expected. If you had told me 2 weeks ago that we were looking at highs of 70s, low 70s for that much, near the boondoggle, I would have said you're crazy. But it is cooling off very quickly. So, with that being said, the trout bite's going to be on fire. The striper bite should pick up before the boondoggle. They should be there in mass. At least with the schoolies will. The redfish should be feeding up heavily and in some little deeper holes, which will make things very interesting. The flounder will be deeper. That's the only thing. So that means a little more paddle, but the reward should be tenfold, some really big flounder. Yeah, this is going to be incredible, folks. With the with the fishing and with the entertainment. For those that do not know and are planning on joining us at the Boondoggle, please, 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 RSVP either at the Facebook page or at yakangler.com. Click on the Boondoggle tab. It should be under resources, I believe. And, you know, RSVP there and at the Facebook page. We're having a catering service for the Saturday night shindig, hoedown, whatever you want to call it. It should be amazing. From everything I've heard, at Salty Seas, after the prizes, which are going to be awesome, after all those prizes are set up and we eat and have a good time, I heard there's a special Boondoggle cake, which for those of you that don't know, I am a cake fiend. I love my cake. but everything is not free in life, as you know. Please, please, please RSVP. And please remember that it is an $18 per person cost. If you want to dine with us, we'd really appreciate it if you could pitch in with that $18. But afterwards, there should be a band if you want to stay, or if you want to go out there and fish some more, you're more than welcome to. It should be a blast. It should be a lot of fun. I cannot wait. So, Sunday. I know people have been talking about Sunday. What are we doing Sunday? Basically, Sunday is just, from what I understand, a ton of fun fishing. Saturday is the day that we're all going to get together and pretty much fish Lynn Haven. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'd really like to get a group picture of everyone out in their kayaks in the middle of Lynn Haven, holding up boat traffic. just to get the number of people out in the kayaks will be very cool. But like everyone's been saying for the past month or so, Lynn Haven's the place to be right now. Large enough to handle all of us without being on top of each other. And the biodiversity is great there. I heard a buddy of mine catching sheep's head off of one of the bridges. so there's ton and tog. He was catching tog. Not great big tog, but tog nonetheless, which is, you know, for the inlet like that, sound more like up north and, you know, Jersey, Long Island, New England area. Catch them right off the shore. But, yeah. You know, the trout's going to be on fire. The reds are going to be on fire. Rudy is on fire right now. Oh, my God. So for those that are willing to go help with the Heroes on the Water, I believe that it's Saturday. Sorry for everyone in the chat room. I can't see your stuff. My computer just crashed. But what was I just saying? But Rudy's on fire. And then we've got the Hal get-together. I know the Loggers are going to talk about that more because that's their end of the thing. You know, it's a great opportunity to see how Hal works and see the, truly what, you know, all these donations you're asked for and tournaments you enter for Throwers on the Water. Who it really goes to. I can't say enough how it's affected those that I've known that have been in HAL, former Marines that I've been with. You know, I hate to say it, my memory's shot about that time. I can't remember names, but I remember faces, and, you know, when I walk up to the HAL events from TKA or any of them up and down the East Coast that I've been involved in, I see a face that I know. I'm like, hey, what's going on? They remember me, and, you know, they praise HAL and everything that it does for them because it is independence. You know, you go from, you know, extremely independent, you can do everything on your own, and in a split second, your life changes completely.
and you're being, you know, worked on hand and foot, if you happen to have your hands or feet, if you're lucky enough. You know, the ability to, you know, go from no independence anymore, where you have to have someone holding your hand, to being independent again, being by yourself, you know, powering that vessel on your own, fishing on your own. It is a great motivator. It is a great healer. And I can't say enough, and thank you to Jim Dolan and everyone involved with the Heroes on the Water. I know from my experiences, from the guys that I've talked to, how much it's helped them recover and recover much, much quickly, much, much faster, than before. You know, doctors are amazed. Wow, you know, we weren't expecting you to be recovered this far, you know, a year and a half, but here you are. You know, what'd you do? You're in the water. You nailed the kayak fish. So it's a great thing. So if you can, please donate to Heroes on the Water, any way, shape, and form. It truly changes a life. Every penny does. I'd like to thank the Lozers, Tom Vanderheiden, Tom V, as many of you know, many of you will meet him on the Boondoggle. Very jolly man. Great gentleman. TK Tidewater Chapter President, the Shanks, Jim and Tina up in Mid Virginia, Central Virginia, whichever you want to call it, doing great work up there with the Richmond Chapter. They are, I can't say enough about how great those people are and what they've done. You know, the numbers of trips they do and how it affects those lives. I can't say enough. So if you're willing to join in all those festivities, please contact Tom Vanderheiden. Go to the Facebook page for the Tidewater Chapter or TKA. Look for Tom V, Tom Vanderheiden or Tom V. And he will get back to you, or let the Losers know. I believe they will be there as well. I think it's going to be a great time. If you're willing to donate your time for the Boondoggle, that is very worthy of you all. All right. Kind of went off track there. I do apologize. Just everything just got pulled back up. The Howl is going to be at the First Denny State Park. Cool. So you don't have to go to Rudy. You can just come out of your tent and look right there. I can't see anything past that. Kids plate. I can just see that. It's $5. Thank you. So adult 18, kids are 5. Shoes and shirt are required, unfortunately. I know Jack Chum is going, damn. So that is awesome. All right. English Choice Awards. I know I'm just rambling on, and I do apologize. Tonight's the last night, or tomorrow night's the last night. So vote. For your friends, for your favorite blog, whatever. Go to yakangler.com/choice. Mini rod tournament. Please bring your mini rods, your Scooby-Doo, your whatever. To the Boondoggle. It will be a mini rod tournament. It should be a lot of fun. I am bringing my Superman rod. It's between Superman and Iron Man, so not quite sure which one I'm going to go with yet. The Pocket Fisherman is cheating. anyone that knows Isaac the Nothing Miller, that man uses a Pocket Fisherman to catch halibut, so it doesn't count.
No, Cracker Fisherman works. All mini rides are accepted. All right. Like I said, my mind is on other things. I do apologize, folks. I'm kind of all over the place. But for the TKA tournament, it's not too late to sign up. Go to tkaa.org. Sign up, join. It'll be a lot of fun if you're in the Hampton Roads area. Some great prizes are up for grabs, and I can't say enough about it. I unfortunately will not be in there due to circumstances. Let's see here. Not missing anything. Boondoggle's coming up. One more time on this one. Don't crash it.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That is right. Oh, and did you hear about this place?
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
That's right. Yak Angler, I cannot say enough about everything that Mark and Adam do. The dinner is on the 6th. Thank you, Miss Lozier. And yeah, uber excited, folks. Great to see everyone coming up. It's the opportunity to meet the likes of the illustrious Redfish Chuck, Snake Girl, Holly, myself, the Loziers, Chip Gibson. Put a face to, you know, to all those names: Kai, Kevin Wu, Rob Choi. And so many others. This is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of knowledge. There's going to be a ton of knowledge being spread around, along with a lot of good times. So yeah, should be great. I have to apologize. My head's in the clouds right now. So with that, before I really start confusing anyone or giving anyone any wrong information, I'm going to call it a night. I'd like to thank everyone that showed up and was able to handle me. Thank you, Mrs. Lozier, for keeping me on track with the numbers and the information. It's greatly appreciated. And for everyone coming up, remember, next Wednesday, tune in. We're going to talk more about the boondoggle, about places to go eat on your way in, best gas, and other stuff that, you know, besides the kayak fishing, everyone should know. With that, I'd like to say thank you. Thanks again, Yak Angler, Jackson Kayak, Mustad, and everyone involved. Couldn't do it without you. With that, I will say adieu. Let's see here. A little bit of fireside music.